You're listening to VO Stories, episode 54. I'm your host, voiceover talent and trainer, Tina Zaremba. Here's a question for you. Do you have voiceover goals, life goals? What does success mean to you in terms of work and in life? It's the new year, and a lot of people are focused on these questions. That's what we're talking about today. I'm going to share my thoughts on goals, and we're going to talk about success too. And you're also going to hear from other notable talent in the industry and what they think about goals and success. All right, so in preparing for this episode, I had a dream. It was actually like the other night, and I was trying to get to my goals. I was literally drudging through mud. When I tried to run in this mud, I mean, it was like up to my thighs. It was all muddy and wet and sticky and gooey and gross. But when I tried to run through this mud to get out of it and get to my goals, I became more stuck. This dream is perfect. It's so metaphorical for how I felt for so long about goal setting and goals in general. You see, I'd set a voiceover goal or even a personal goal, and soon felt like I was efforting my way to the outcome. Can any of you relate? I became so fixated on the outcome, I lost the process. It was exhausting. It wasn't until recently where I started looking at, what am I really committed to? I am committed to being a present and loving mother. I'm committed to having a fun, supportive, connected relationship with my husband. And I am committed to voiceover excellence, whether it's doing my best with this podcast, my auditions, or marketing, or my work in general. Having my commitments be more of the focus than goals, well, not only did I feel lighter, but my goals were becoming more doable. Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, he says that 100% commitment is easy. 99% is a bitch. Basically, if you have to recommit to your goals every single day, that's work. I'm curious what you're committed to, and how do you feel about VO goals or goals in general? I like what Joe Cipriano shares about his views on goals. Listen in.
Well, yeah, I think it's very important to set VO goals. I do that all the time. It's kind of like, if you're practicing, for example, at golf, and you go to the practice range, and if you just start hitting balls without knowing where you're aiming, you're really not working on anything. You're not really achieving too much except, connecting with the ball. So I think it's important, when you're practicing something like that, it's okay. I'm aiming for that sign out there, or I'm looking to hit 120 yards. And that's what you shoot for. Same thing in tennis, You don't just spray balls all over the place. Maybe you're aiming to hit in the left corner or on the baseline in the middle or the service line in the right corner. So, yeah, it's important to know where you're going so that you know when you get there. So setting voiceover goals is something that I do not just at the beginning of a new year. I'm constantly setting new goals for myself and then working to achieve them.
Isn't that good? I like how he uses the analogy of golf, the value in knowing what you're aiming for. That's important. Sometimes it just feels when we don't know where we're headed, like we're just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what's going to stick. I also appreciate that Joe looks at his goals, not just at the new year, but throughout the year. I mean, so many people, they write down their list of goals on December 31st or January 1st, and they don't look at them until a year later. Now, to continue this conversation, I want to bring up success. I have some thoughts on this, and I'm sure you do too. However, the talented Linda Bruno, I feel, says it best. Listen in.
I would say success could be defined not necessarily monetarily, but if you have set some sort of goal for yourself, something that you dreamt about maybe since you were young, and you were able to accomplish that, you know, have that experience and feel like you are fulfilled and at this point, you know, you could die happy, then I believe that would be the definition of real success. Because let's face it, you can make a ton of money, but if you're miserable at what you're doing, are you going to be happy? I know a lot of people that make a ton of money and some are just not happy people. So you got to be happy with the work. You got to be happy with what you're doing. And if you hit a goal or do something wonderful, I always dreamt since I was a kid of working for Disney. I wanted to be a Disney voice, singing mostly because I wanted to be Ariel. And I used to use A Whole New World for my audition pieces when I would do musical theater. So then to be able to actually work for Disney Junior, first Playhouse Disney, and then Disney Junior Asia for as long as I have, it's been like 12 plus years, has been incredible. And so for me, that client alone helps me to consider myself as successful.
I too believe that success can be defined by someone who is truly happy with their work and in life. I mean, that is, in my opinion, what success really is being at peace with where you're at. My wish for all of you this new year is that you feel and be happy in all that you do, in voiceovers and beyond. Until next week, here's to owning our voices.